This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle fall. Wendell Berry wrote about today. "The woods is shining this morning," he said. "Red, gold, and green, the leaves lie on the ground or fall, hang full of light in the air still." In this third week of middle fall, the oaks and the osage, the white mulberries, the magnolias, ginkgos, and the late blackened sugar maples move toward full color, and many woodlots still shine in the morning, red, gold, and green. Starlings cackle and whistle in the shining trees. The last cabbage butterflies look for cabbages in the garden. The last daddy longlegs hunt the flower beds. At night, hardy field crickets fill in for the silent katydids. As the last fragments of this summer disappear, the land offers promises of the year to come. Hepatica sends out new leaves on the hillsides. Fresh chickweed, which sprouted at the end of the summer, is blossoming. Catnip grows back beside the thistle. Moneywort, wild geranium, leafcut, henbit, and yarrow, all hardy signs of October and November's regrowth, impervious to the falling leaves and forecasting spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition week to late fall. In the meantime, watch one particular tree near your home or work, and watch its gradual transition to November. Poor Will's Almanac for 2012. 14 months and 300 pages of seasonal essays, notes on farming and gardening, weather, phenology, astronomical information, puzzles with cash prizes, and reader stories is now available. More information can be found at poorwillsalmanac.com.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org. Thank you.